So, how is everybody? Very good?
Amen.
Ready for hear the little word?
Amen.
Thanks to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is being good to me.
Yes.
Always. Anytime, sometime I ask you something, I know. I go direct to him, and he give it to me.
Amen.
Yep. So, I am never alone.
Amen.
Never. Look like I am alone, but I am not. No. I know that. So, I give thanks to the Lord for everything. Everybody waiting for the word. So I want some the brother and sister pay a little attention at the word. Because the Lord always is talking. Jesus never stopped. And at this time, he prayed for us.
Yes, he
never stop. So we have to do the same way. So Father, thank you for this opportunity you give it to me to bring your word. So I give a thank you because you choose me to do it. Sometimes it's a little difficult, sometimes a little bit, but anytime I believe they go to be easy, more difficult, look like a difficult, but the Lord make it for me easy. Because the Lord never give you the heavy yoke. He said, my yoke is easy. So, now, a couple of weeks ago, I opened the Bible, and I see some word, some scripture, but I let him go. Maybe I know what's ready. So. But after that, the Lord again gave it to me the scripture. And I believe the Lord want me bring the word from there. I bring the messages. Because I believe all the world forgot the first love. All the world forgot the first love. And all the nation is confused today. And out the control. And they don't know if they do right or they do wrong. today. Oh, what is the true God? Because they look for another direction. And that's wrong. Look nice to someone, but it's so wrong. And I go to Luke 13:22 first. All is the beginning. In all your life, even when you start, when you're born, all is beginning. But no, it's the point, no, it's the beginning. The point is the last. How you acting in your life, how you live, what you do. And then the Luke 13:22 say, then Jesus went through the town and village teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. But someone asked him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? And he said to them, make every effort to enter through the narrow door. In some Bible say narrow gate. Then, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house get up and close the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you come from. The door is closed. When the door, the Lord closed the door, nobody can open. And when the Lord opened the door, nobody can close. So, you can go over here to California anytime you want. You can go to anywhere you want. You got liberty to do that.
That's right.
Freedom.
Freedom. Liberty.
Do what you want. But be careful how you're doing. Because one, the time coming for everyone. Be careful the door be closed. Because the time command for every nation today coming from even from the Bible, the nation, all the nation have to pay for what they do. All the nation, one by one. That's where you hear a lot of things, a lot of argument in all the earth. Because something wrong. And Israel said, Lord, but for the star in this message, I gotta go to the beginning. That's only the way. And I said in John, like a pastor and the sister Lydia was talking before, or always about the beginning. In John 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Amen. And the Word was God. Yes. And He was with God in the beginning. The reason we're going to bring this message from the beginning is because the people forgot all about it. Yes. The beginning. The beginning is so important. Even when they celebrate the baby born, they celebrate whatever, because it's coming somebody to this world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He was with His God in the beginning. And through Him, all things were made, without Him, nothing was made. Hallelujah. I don't want to talk by myself. I got to talk also, by the Word. Hallelujah. Because that has been made. Before, no, was nothing. Nothing at all. In other words, all this game, what the Lord did for us. And in Him was life. Yes. And that life was the light of man. Yes, and the light shined in the darkness. But the darkness had not understood. I never can do nothing because the darkness go away. Yes. And the light coming. Yes. And shine, and you can see. Even the pencil, what the Lord, the pastor gave it to me, sometimes I go to plug something. And then I took the pencil and put a light. Oh, it's very nice. Nice and shine.
Amen.
Oh, now you got to go to Genesis 1 to 10. To 10. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The people talk about whatever, but they forgot.
They forgot this.
Yes,
Lord.
And now the earth was formless and empty. And the darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water. And God said, as if you could the enemy. God said, let there be light. Lord. And was the light. And God saw that light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. And God called it the light day and the darkness night. And there was evening and there was morning the first day. And God said, let there be the expanses between the water to the excuse me, to separate the water from the water. So God made the sponges and separate the water on the sponge from the water above it. And it was so. God never do nothing wrong.
Never. Amen.
Everything he did, he no correct nothing. He no have to correct nothing. Everything he did right. From the beginning, he no use the pencil and for taking out the water. No. No. Everything was okay.
Amen.
And God called the sponges sky, and there was evening. And there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky gather it to one place and let dry ground appear, and it was so. So God called the dry ground land, and they gathered water, call it sea. From there we had a lot of fish. And God saw that was good. Now we are going to go 124. Genesis Genesis 1:24. And God say, let the land produce living creatures according to the kind. Livestock, creatures that move along the ground. And a wild animal, each according to his kind. And it was so. God made the wild animal according to their kind, the livestock according to their kind, and all the animal according to their kind. And God saw that was good. Hallelujah. Then God said, let us make men in our image. In our likeness. And let them rule over the fish, over the sea, and the bird of the air, over livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Oh, give it to me. Thank you. Thank you. So God created the man in his own image. Do you know what God did? He made you just like him. I don't know what happened to the people. I don't know. And Isaiah said, men got their eyes but can see, and their ears can hear. Today they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear today. He make us just like him. In the image of God, create him. Male and female, create them. Sometimes the people I hear about it, we coming from the monkey. We're not coming from the monkey. Monkey was another generation. We coming from God.
Hallelujah.
In image of him, just like him. What happened with the people? They do many things so wrong. And this time I never see the things like that, talking the way they talk.
Nonsense.
People, they think it know something, and it's put a nice suit with the maybe $500, then maybe $1,000. And they know nothing. They fool themselves, talking word that don't need support to talk, and try to make a God down. My God. Say, thus the heaven and the earth were complete in all their array. What do you call it? Their array.
Array.
And by the 7 days, God has finished the work he had been doing. So in the 7 day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the 7 day. And make it holy. Because on it he rests from all the work of creating that he has done. God make it holy. The man is supposed to follow God's word. The men are supposed to do what they think they want and then go to the deep. And this is the account of the heaven and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heaven. And not the word of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet spring up, for the Lord God, he not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. But the streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. You know, I plant beans in different sites in my yard. Once, because no rain, and when I put the water go in the top, but no go too deep. But no produce just a little bit. But one another side then produce for the one no produce. Produce more. Now I no say nothing. If rain, if no rain. Because who produces? God. I don't produce nothing. I worry for God. We no produce nothing.
Amen.
Go sit down in your house, you die in bone because you can eat nothing. Because you no produce nothing. But God make it grow and make the people, you know, with condition. And they eat. And the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and I got to keep moving. Of the ground and breathed into his nostril, and the and the breath of life. We think we are something. We think we are something. We are nothing. We're coming from the dust. And then maybe the Lord will do make the man. The man, God make the woman better. Yeah? Make the woman better. Oh, let me keep moving. And the man came with a living being.
Living
being.
Amen.
Now, the Lord God had planted a garden mm-hmm. in the east in Eden. And there he put the man. God. Former. Pastor, another page. Okay. And the Lord God made all kind of tree. Here we go deeper. And the Lord God make all kind of tree grow out of the ground. Tree that were pleasing to the eyes and good for eat. In the midst of the garden were the tree of life. And the tree of their knowledge of good and evil. This is the whole problem in this earth.